Hello and welcome to Tantra FM. Today we shall be dealing with the following subjects. The whole of the body is an erogenous zone capable of responding sensually and sexually to touch and stimulus. It is therefore time to discover the pleasure points. Couples who lead an exciting sexual life have found ways of constantly increasing their value to one another. We shall now teach you how to fulfill your most wonderful fantasies. Afterwards, we will introduce you to the seventh great cosmic power in the tantric spiritual tradition known as Bagalamukhi, the goddess of divine fascination. We shall also perform a meditation of communion with Bagalamukhi towards the end. Stay tuned together with your yogi host Emeris.
Welcome to Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Amaris.
Pleasure points. The whole of the body is an erogenous zone capable of responding sensually and sexually to touch and stimulus. As your hands explore the whole body, they will diffuse attention from the obvious sexual zones and start to discover the enormous potential for sensual pleasure elsewhere. From head to toe, your massage can unravel the erotic mystique of your partner's body as you realize the range of subtle and intense responses that your touch and strokes can bring. A man, who may believe that sexuality is genitally based, will enjoy discovering what other areas of his body can give intense physical pleasure. A woman's sexuality tends to be far less genitally focused than a man's. Her arousal may be slower but no less profound, and her sensual responses are heightened when care is taken to cherish and touch her entire body. Most women, and many men, respond deeply to tender caresses and to all the intimate ways of physical contact that assure them that they are loved for who they are. When you are giving a sensual massage, do not concentrate on stimulating the erogenous zones purely for effect. See the body as an integrated whole that comes to life at your touch and is ready to transmit responses throughout its entire system. Let your touches and caresses constantly affirm your appreciation of your lover's whole body and being. In doing so, both of you can experience a deepening and an expansion of the quality of your physical and emotional communication. Explore your lover's pleasure points. The lips and mouth are highly sensitive to touch, which enhances sensuality. Caressing the lower belly can have a relaxing effect, heightening sexual responses and expectations. The breasts give intensely pleasurable and erotic sensations when gently caressed. The nipples also respond to tender caresses, increasing feelings of sexual arousal. The inner thighs can release sexual tensions when massaged, helping sensuality to flow. The pad of the big toe, when stimulated by massage, can trigger a sexual response throughout the entire body. The back of the knee is exquisitely sensitive to soft stroking and gentle touching. The groin, in close proximity to the genitals, is a highly erogenous area. Caressing the nape of the neck elicits strong feelings of arousal. The buttocks are highly erogenous and respond favorably to strong, vigorous strokes. The armpit and the inner part of the arm can feel delightful when stroked gently. The earlobes quickly transmit sensual stimuli when touched as responses of deep pleasure. So express your love with your hands and go discover your lover's body. The games that lovers play. Couples who keep their sexual life exciting have found ways of increasing their value to one another. Erotic games of various kinds are one way of doing this. Almost all lovers play some sort of erotic games, even if they're informal or involuntary. There are also more structured games that lovers play either as an enhancer to their existing sexual life or on special occasions. Erotic games not only fulfill these roles, but also help us to act out our fantasies in a way that pleases both lovers. Improve your imagination. Erotic games can take many forms. The possibilities are limited only by the imagination of the couple and by their abilities to be able to deal with what they or their lover has come up with. The only rules are that any game has to be acceptable to both and that neither will harm the other physically or emotionally. The source of these games has to be love. It is common sense to be gentle and to experiment with simple games at first. If these go down well, you might find that you can be more adventurous. For most couples, erotic games are occasional extras. They are not their regular fare. The secret of success for most people is choosing the right time to play the games. Rejection of a game doesn't mean that it's off the agenda forever, but perhaps simply that the timing is wrong. Be open about this and tell one another if this is the case. Most couples find their favorite games and stick to them, perfecting and enhancing them over the years to make them highly personalized. Discuss the games afterwards so things that went well can be improved and those that didn't can be changed. Chances are that you won't get it perfect the first time around. The games that couples play are endlessly varied, but here are some examples that research and clinical experience show are popular. You'll make your own variations on these themes and will probably change them as years go by. Erotic scripts. Take turns to write a short script outline for an erotic video or film. Put in a lot of sexual details about the storyline and try to make it exciting to read. Now exchange your script with your lovers and use his or her fantasies to create games that will please you both. An extension of this is to go through an erotic book together and discuss the parts that excite you. The couple's secrets. Most couples, especially those that have been together for some time, have their own private language and names for sexual organs. A good game is to converse in your own private code when out at some social event. This makes it plain that both of you are ready for lovemaking and that you can't wait to get home and make love. The excitement is more profound because of the element of secrecy. An extension of this is for the woman to tell her husband, just as they're going out together, that she's not wearing any panties, or that she's left her bra off that evening. This can excite him by building up anticipation for what is to follow. If she's really brave, the woman can accidentally expose herself to him as she gets out of the car while he holds the door open for her. Making love in forbidden places. Although it is illegal to have intercourse in public, a good game is to go as far as possible in a semi-public place where there is a possibility of being ran into. This heightens excitement, as with all other erotic games, and the couple cannot wait to get home to make passionate love. But don't forget to control your sexual energy. Baby games. Sometimes lovemaking involves becoming so gentle with your lover that we regress to the relaxed vulnerability of childhood. Many women cradle their man as if he were a baby, And some couples have a sort of baby talk that they use when making love. A few couples enjoy having the man nurse at the woman's breasts, or bathing one another as if they were babies. Dressing up games. These are among the most popular because they're easily indulged in and can form the basis of acting out some sort of fantasy. Many women say that they find their man very attractive in his business suit, for example, and often women dress to have at least some erotic effect. The very business of dressing and undressing on an everyday basis can be turned into a game. She can involve him in the choice of her underwear and can expose herself as she dresses or undresses. He too can tease her in a similar way. The most popular dressing up game is to make love with the woman in her underwear. This varies depending on the man. Some prefer white lace, others black silk. A few couples go beyond this and actually dress up in a highly specific way. The woman is usually the one who dresses differently, but some women like to tell their men what to wear. Dress shops offer outfits to satisfy most tastes, from nuns to nurses. Love tokens. Give one another tokens with things written on them. Send them to one another at work, or leave them in private places around the house. Such a token might say, one night in the back row of the cinema, a weekend away together, breakfast in bed, a striptease at a time of your choice. Lovers who play erotic games discover how to be in love all the time, and in this simple way, they increase each other's confidence. So lovers, go fulfill your wonderful fantasies.
Welcome to Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Amaris.
Bagalamukhi. The great goddess Bagalamukhi is the eighth great cosmic power in the Hindu tantric pantheon, and who, according to the praises of the sages brought to her, owns, among others, the amazing power to stop or to suddenly cause to cease any movement or any action that occurs both at a cosmic and at a microcosmic, that of a human being, level. This extraordinary ability is related to some other aspects of life, like the power of fascination, the charismatic influence, and so on. For example, a very beautiful, harmonious, and vital woman can actually arouse a kind of standstill state or immobility of the senses, of the mind, and even of the breath in those who are seeing her. In fact, the Oriental spiritual tradition asserts that the power which the feminine principle holds at a cosmic level has the extraordinary capacity to block, to stop, or to immobilize any activity or manifestation. This is the main aspect manifested by the great cosmic power Bagalamukhi, who represents the universal hypnotic power of the supreme divine power, Shakti, itself. Etymologically, Bagala means rope or rein, and Mukhi means face or image. Therefore, Bagalamukhi is the goddess whose face has the formidable power, through her subtle radiation, to control or to rule any situation or form of manifestation. One of the main aspects manifested by Bagalamukhi is that which regards speaking, and that is why she resonates with the great cosmic power Tara, sometimes even being considered one of her forms. It is not that difficult to understand this connection if we realize that the intense subtle radiation is often related to the manifestation of light. Therefore, Tara manifests as Bagalamukhi when the subtle energy of sound manifests as light. A practical example is the delivery of a very inspired speech which fascinates the entire audience, eventually to the point that it becomes immobile and focused both physically and emotionally. Therefore, Bagalamukhi is the radiation, full of fascination which derives from the subtle divine logos and endows the speaker with the huge force of a paralyzing impact upon the listeners. Thus, Bagalamukhi manifests in the speaker the power of making decisive assertions, of expressing final conclusions forcefully and eloquently, and of declaring his or her opinions on the fundamental truths of life with great authority and impact. That is the reason why Bagalamukhi is appealed to with fervor when one looks for inspiration in his or her speeches, debates, and assertions. She owns the weapon of spiritual knowledge, which removes obstacles. Another very important aspect of Bagalamukhi is that goddess offers to those who worship her with sincerity and devotion the power to annihilate the forces hostile to our spiritual evolution, which in our human being consist of all the thoughts, ideas, and feelings deriving from our ego, that is, from our false identity. Basically, the supreme weapon that annihilates any conflict and any confusion is the veritable weapon of the spiritual knowledge, which in Hindu tradition is called the weapon of Brahma, or Brahmastra. It is the same tradition that asserts that the highest form of manifestation of Brahmastra is represented by the answer to the question, "Who am I, actually?" which refers to the eternal, immutable essence of the Supreme Self, Atman. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme: communion with the great cosmic force of divine fascination, Bagalamukhi. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position, and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect: communion with the great cosmic force of divine fascination, Bagalamukhi. Let us begin. Thank you.
Thank you.